Last Friday, Crystal Bridges hosted a screening of the award-winning film, Georgia O'Keeffe. The film, which is the only film portrait O'Keeffe allowed to be made about herself, premiered at the National Gallery of Art and was first shown on PBS in 1977 as a celebration of the artist's 90th birthday. The documentary was created by filmmaker Perry Miller Addato, who was present at the recent screening and has participated in a number of events throughout Northwest Arkansas during the past few days, including paying a visit to a documentary class on the University of Arkansas campus earlier this week.
As I said, I didn't want to be a filmmaker. I wanted to be in the theater. I wanted to be an actress from the time I was 10 years old. And they tell me that when I was 2 years old, that I used to sing and dance for family groups, and then say, "Why don't you clap for me?"
Addato grew up in Yonkers, New York, and was a moderate success as an actress in radio, off-Broadway, and early television. But her career path changed during World War II. It was then that she began to understand what fascism meant, and she realized there were things that needed to be done in the world that might not be done if she didn't do them. The turning point in Addato's life came when she had a great experience at the Museum of Modern Art, where she saw director Frank Capra's Why We Fight series. The series was intended to motivate soldiers.
I went and I saw those films, and it just changed my life because I realized the power of the film medium. I mean, and I have never changed my mind that film is for conveying emotion, for conveying ideas, for changing people's minds or educating them or telling them anything. That film is the most powerful.
Addato has gone on to have a successful career and is best known as a director and producer of biographical films about artists and writers. Her subjects include Gertrude Stein, Pablo Picasso, Carl Sandburg, and Alfred Stieglitz. Addato won an Emmy Award in 1968 for her initial directorial efforts in the film Dylan Thomas, The World I Breathe. In 1978, she became the first woman to win a Directors Guild of America award for the most outstanding achievement in documentary for her Georgia O'Keeffe film. She has earned a number of other awards throughout her career, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from the International Festival of Films on Art, Montreal. If you're going to do an interview, Addato says it's very important to know an awful lot about that person. This is a lesson she learned while meeting with Virgil Thompson at the Chelsea Hotel in New York.
Trying to be charming, I said, Mr. Thompson, I'm going to ask the obvious question. How did you meet Gertrude Stein? He looks at me and he says, Miss Miller, I was Miss Miller at that time. Miss Miller, this is all in my book. I didn't even know he had written a book. Can you imagine going to see him? I didn't know he had written. It's called Virgil Thompson by Virgil Thompson. And it's all there. You know, anything that I wanted to know about his relationship, it's all there. And so I said, yes, of course. And we made an appointment later, and I came back after I knew what I was doing.
Documentarian Perry Miller Addato says research, which can be very exciting, is also important in the funding aspect of filmmaking. She says it's helpful to know a subject from the point of view that different people might be interested in. Finding funding often requires writing grant proposals. Addato says the National Endowment for the Humanities has given her 6 grants, some of which have been the largest grants she has received.
You do a proposal, and you also have to learn a lot about what it is that they want in a proposal, you know, what the form is. It took a while. I'll never forget when I wanted to do a proposal. I started for Carl Sandburg. And I thought I had done a couple of pages, and I thought it was pretty good. And I showed it to Tammy Robinson, who had worked for the NEH and who was the head of programming at that time. She said, Perry, this is not an NEH proposal. And she taught me, really, what it was. And for one of the things that's very, very important to know is they submit all of their proposals to a group that's going to critique it, and decide whether or not you're going to get funded. And they can be very tough. And some of them will like it, and some of them will not like it.
With the Stieglitz film, for example, Addato says the NEH originally did not think her film would be broad enough. However, they encouraged her to come back, which Addato says was important. After doing some more research, she submitted another proposal and ended up receiving a grant for $450,000. Another film whose initial proposal needed some revisions was Paris, The Luminous Years, Toward the Making of the Modern. The film itself had been a long time coming. In 1969, Addato, who was working at NET, a national public television organization that preceded PBS, wanted to do a program about Paris from 1905 to 1930, a time when the city was a mecca for creative artists. The NET executive felt the subject was interesting but too broad and asked Addato to narrow the focus down to one person who represented the era. The result was Addato's film on Gertrude Stein. Addato eventually did get to make her film about Paris, which was broadcast in prime time on PBS in 2010.
It was a great source of joy to finally do it. And I'll never forget the opening we had at the Alliance Française in New York, an invited audience, and to be able to say that this is, instead of saying it's a film I've always wanted to do, it was a film that I had done, and of course the audience reaction was wonderful. And it was a great source of satisfaction. And I feel that what we did in the film, so many films have been done about Paris, but nobody ever really did it from the point of view of place, of the importance of place in art, for certain artists especially, and Paris's role, why Paris was so important, why Paris, you know.
Having had such a long and successful career, Addato has learned a number of helpful tips for filmmakers. For example, she says if you see a shot you need, get it now instead of saying you'll get it later. That's because you never come back, and even if you do, things like lighting will be different. Addato also says creating a good film often takes much work during the editing phase. But with the constant changes, how do you know when a film is finished?
If you don't know when it's right, you're in the wrong business. And you, at some point, you have to know when it's right. And it can be very tough, you know, it can be very tough. But the editing is very important, and of course music is tremendously important. And don't be satisfied easily with whoever is helping you get the music. And don't hesitate to be a pain in the ass.
Addato says music will not save your film if the film is not good, but it can make all the difference in making a good film a very good film. Another piece of advice Addato offers to aspiring filmmakers is don't get discouraged because it is a tough business.
It's not one of the easier lives to choose, but it's fascinating. I mean, you learn so much and you meet people that you would never meet before. And I can't think of anything I could have done with my life that would be more interesting, and the places that you would go, and the reading that you would do, and the kind of things, it's an absolutely, and your chance to change things or to enrich people's lives.
Perry Miller Addato's film, Paris, The Luminous Years, Toward the Making of the Modern, will be screened April 25th at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. For more information about the director, you can visit perrymilleraddato.com. For more on the event, you can visit crystalbridges.org.